Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us. As those of you know that are regular listeners to the Business News Hour, we don't do much in the world of politics. We leave Toxic Talk Radio handle those kinds of things. But this is the business of politics this time, and we have been following the adventures, if you will, of our good friend Mark Daniels. Mark is a Des Moinesite who has left this part of the country, and he now lives in Illinois, but he has been busy selling campaign swag all over the United States and kind of a unique niche of campaign swag. Mark, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you on again.
Nice to be interviewed. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. But through the power of social media, I'm able to find out what you're doing and where you're at all the time, because you are prolific with your Facebook page.
Yes, and I have to say that what I created, or the seeds that I planted for my new business venture, started in Des Moines, started in Iowa through the Iowa caucus process.
That's right.
And I think years from now, people just perhaps could be writing chapters in marketing books as to what I've been able to accomplish.
That's pretty interesting. It really is. Now, before we get down that road, first of all, let me indicate to individuals that one of Mark's real passions is something called Weed Out Hate, Plant Seeds of Peace. And he has gone all over the United States, interviewed all kinds of people, been on all the major networks talking about this idea. When you pull out a weed, it's like pulling out hate, and you replace that weed with sunflowers or his peace seeds. And I think it's kind of a neat program that you got going. But you've parlayed this now in your close association with many politicos, as you've been, you know, weeding out hate, into this business of selling some campaign swag, but with a unique touch. Tell us about that.
Well, basically, I happen to be Jewish, and it all started back in Burlington, Iowa, last September, in one of candidate Donald Trump's first campaign town halls rallies, where I thought I could have a little fun with him, being a lone Jew in Burlington, Iowa.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
So I brought a yarmulke, or what some people call a kippah. I wore that, and I got in there early, got on the rope line, and I say, "Donald, do you love Israel?" And he says, "I love it." And he said, "Prove it. Sign my yarmulke."
Oh.
And it was probably the first time Donald Trump had ever been asked to sign anyone's yarmulke.
I'm sure.
And I came out of there beaming.
So Donald Trump signs your kippah, and you get an idea.
I get an idea to do this with every single candidate.
Right.
I made it my business to go to Jefferson, Iowa, to present one to Chris Christie. I presented some to Marco Rubio. I went to Clinton, Iowa, presented one to Secretary Clinton. I went to Des Moines, presented one to Bernie Sanders.
Which, by the way, the only Jewish candidate, that he would know what a yarmulke is.
But ironically, he was probably the one who was least interested in it.
I'm sure. Well, you know how it is.
But basically, you know, when we talk about marketing a product,
right?
You have to have an idea, and then you have to have a communications vehicle. And my communications vehicle was the Iowa Town Hall.
Hmm.
The Iowa Town Hall venue. And when a lone Jewish individual comes into a town hall in Newton, Iowa, for example,
and
presents Donald Trump with something and goes to the Living History Farms in Urbandale and starts talking to candidate Hillary Clinton, it grabs immediate attention.
Mm-hmm.
And just the visualization of a campaign yarmulke creates a market and unleashes pinned-up desire for the product you're trying to sell.
And one of the things I think that we need to let the listeners know is these are just not, you know, a yarmulke which is a skull cap, some people call it, or a kippah, but it actually has the candidate's name.
It has the candidate's name, and in the case of Donald Trump, I contacted the Times of Israel and asked them for the Hebrew translation of Make America Great Again.
Right.
And I came across a very unique, what you would call a critical insight.
Hmm.
The critical insight is that the way it's translated into Hebrew, it is not so much making America great again, but restoring the connection between between divinity and the individual once again.
Hmm, interesting.
A reconnection, almost redemption, a redemptive feature.
And so that, I would imagine, it played well with that campaign. And as well, and I've seen obviously I have a Bernie Sanders kippah. You sent me one of those.
Yeah, I sent you one, that's right.
Thank you very much. And you also had I've seen the Hillary Clinton kippah. Now, when you market these, or when you do this, what do you do? Do you go stand out in front of wherever? Because these are not licensed products. These are things that you've made on your own. So you're hawking these wherever these
candidates are? Basically, I can tell you, I hawk these in front, where the politicians allow me to. I walk up and down the line. One of my favorite stories was right in front of the Democratic debates and in front of Drake University back. Oh, geez, it must have been back in October, November. All I did was hold up a stack of these things, walking towards the crowd, and people were calling their relatives all over the country and says, "Guess what? We've got yarmulkes. There's a guy out here," and they were taking orders for them on the spot.
Isn't that crazy? All right, so how successful? I mean, this is a limited time only because, you know, we've only got about 88 days until the election. But can you see this spurring off into some other things?
Well, there's the commercial exploitative aspect of creating a product niche and selling it, you know, and so on. And then there is the cause-oriented thing, to what you alluded to before, getting people to relate. Rooting out a weed of hatred, rooting out weeds as if it was a prayer, a civic prayer for the desire to root out terrorism, anti-Semitism, or racism in America.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the cause-oriented aspect. And there hasn't been anything like this since people started pulling out four-leaf clovers for luck.
That's true. That's very true.
And here's where I'm getting at. Just last week, Hillary Clinton held a rally at Lincoln High School in Des Moines.
All right.
And I decided to have a little fun. I brought in some buttons that said, "Weed out hate," kind of a play on her Love Trump's Hate slogan. Weed out hate buttons. And instead of selling them, I said, "I have a bunch of buttons with me. You can have them if you go in the ground, pull out a weed, and show it to me, and I'll give you a button."
Wow.
And here again is, and when we think about all the fear and hate mongering that certain candidates are engendering in society, and then presenting people with the idea of, you know, what can a child do? What can a parent do? What can a teacher do? What can the clergy do to help the kids deal with this with these negative impulses? And I said, well, one thing you can do is show them a button, a Hillary button, and say, "I want you to root out a weed, and I'll give you a Hillary button."
Amazing.
And it's gotten to the extent where I've given. And this could be a Michael Libby live on air nationwide challenge to the candidates. If anyone's out there listening, people often ask me, "Who am I going to vote for?" And I always say, "I will vote for the candidate who takes me up on the offer to create a Central Park Weed Out Hate event assembling 100,000 Muslims, Christians, Jews, African Americans, whites, Hispanics, Asians, and maybe even a few Canadians together and ask them to pick the park clean of weeds, deposit the weeds in compost heaps, and then maybe plant something positive in its place."
There you go. Mark Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, let's hope that comes true.
Well, thank you so much for the invitation and the interview.
All right, my friend. Mark Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, he is weeding out hate all over the United States and at the same time making a little coin by selling some interesting campaign swag. Good stuff. Mark Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, you can find him online, of course, and on his Facebook page. Mark is spelled M-A-R-C, Daniels. All right, we've got to go. It's 9 on to 6 o'clock. Behind the controls tonight is our friend Tyler Hackenmiller, Mary Sayers' liaison. Jimmy Olson is the voice of insight on business. The NewsHour, Mark McDowell is the program director. The music that you're listening to is from James Goodlett. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.